Welcome to the Science Update Podcast. I'm Bob Hirshon. This week, we'll learn how birds that Darwin collected on the Galapagos Islands are yielding insights into evolution today. But first, scientists have long wondered why pregnant women get morning sickness. After all, they need all the sustenance they can get, so losing their breakfast doesn't seem to be the best course of action. But reporter Chelsea Wall tells us there could be an evolutionary reason for it.
When morning sickness strikes, pregnant women often ask, "Why me?" Well, they'll be happy to know that scientists at the University of Liverpool in England are working on an answer. By comparing 56 studies from 21 countries, they found that pregnancy sickness is more common in places with certain diets. These include those high in sugars, stimulants, vegetables, meat, milk, and eggs. Evolutionary psychologist Gillian Pepper says this may be the body's way of protecting the fetus from harm.
These were the foods that perhaps, when man was evolving, were more likely to contain pathogens, things which can infect the body, bacteria, parasites. Because if you don't have refrigeration, meat, milk, eggs very quickly could become infected or go bad.
Women fared better in places with diets low in these foods and high in cereals and beans. But Pepper doesn't recommend that pregnant women change their diets. Much more research is needed on whether doing so would reduce sickness or even be healthy.
Thanks, Chelsea. In an episode of the original Star Trek, a blind woman could see thanks to the fibers in her light-sensitive dress. And now, in yet another example of science imitating Star Trek, researchers at MIT have developed a mesh of light-sensitive fibers that can act as an optical system. The transparent fibers produce an electrical current in response to light. A computer chip processes all those signals into an image, sound, or other output. And researchers at Johns Hopkins and the University of Michigan report on a new method of coaxing spinal cord nerves to regrow after an injury. It uses an enzyme to destroy a compound that our healthy spinal cords use to inhibit excess nerve growth. They've gotten the nerves to regrow in laboratory rats and are now determining how functional the new nerves are. Next, more than 10 years ago, Michael J. Fox went back to the future. Funny thing to say because, of course, the future is ahead. But reporter Justin Warner tells us about a unique culture where that movie title would make perfect sense.
The indigenous Aymara people of the Andean highlands of South America believe they have no future ahead of them. That's because, unlike any other known culture, they refer to the future being behind them and the past ahead. In other words, an Aymara man might speak nostalgically of looking forward to his childhood, or he might prepare for new challenges that lay behind him in the future. University of California at San Diego cognitive scientist Rafael Nunez and his colleagues have analyzed videotaped conversations with the Aymara people, and they've determined that this metaphorical reversal goes beyond figures of speech to gestures and body language, suggesting that the Aymara have an entirely different concept of time from most other cultures.
So it's kind of a deeper understanding of the flexibility and the potentials of the human body and brain to provide the basis for abstraction.
The difference may stem from Aymara cultural values. Nunez says the Aymara place great emphasis on eyewitness experience. That emphasis is even built into their language's grammar.
So if the example is something like, my father repaired the chair yesterday, there's nothing in that example that says that I actually saw my father doing it, or I was told that he did it, or I inferred that because I saw the chair repaired and I had seen him before in the house and so on. But in Aymara, you're forced to mark grammatically whether you actually saw the person doing the action or whether you heard it from somebody else or from a third source.
That sharp cultural distinction between the seen and the unseen may explain why they visualize their past experiences and memories right before their eyes and the future, which they haven't seen yet, behind them.
Thanks, Justin. Walmart's low prices may come with a hidden cost, according to a study in Social Science Quarterly. Looking across the 1990s, Penn State University economist Stefan Goetz and his colleagues compared poverty rates in U.S. counties with new or existing Walmart stores to similar counties with no Walmart. During this period, the national poverty rate fell.
What we found was that in communities with Walmart stores, the drop was smaller. So in that sense, the presence of a Walmart store impeded progress on the poverty front, if that makes sense.
It had a similar effect on per capita food stamp use. The study can't prove that Walmart caused these effects, but it adds to the debate over whether Walmarts are good for local communities. Finally, the Galapagos Islands are home to a variety of finch species found nowhere else on Earth, all descended from a single variety of finch stranded there millions of years ago. The birds are commonly referred to as Darwin's finches. Now, husband and wife team Rosemary and Peter Grant have undertaken a long-term study of these finches for more insights into evolution. Reporter Chelsea Wald has this story on their latest finding.
Scientists have seen evolution in action in none other than Darwin's finches. 2 decades ago, large ground finches moved to a Galapagos island where medium ground finches lived. The problem was the large finches ate the same seeds as the medium finches, and they did it faster with their bigger beaks. So scientists predicted that the medium finches' beaks would evolve to take advantage of smaller seeds. Princeton University evolutionary biologist Peter Grant says that happened during a drought 2 years ago.
The recent immigrant species had almost eaten the supply of food for themselves, so they almost went extinct. The resident species, the species that was there before the new species arrived, underwent this large shift towards small size in beaks.
He says this adds to the evidence that competition between species can lead to evolutionary changes.
Well, that's all for this week's Science Update. Remember to listen to our friends, the Naked Scientists, and if you like, vote for the Naked Scientists podcast at www.podcastawards.com. And if you have a science question, call us at 1-800-WHY-IS-IT or submit it at www.scienceupdate.com. Next week, we'll answer 2 of your questions and find out whether consumers will lose out if politicians retire the penny. Thanks for listening. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.